Lawmakers have gotten an earful from angry voters lately, and that extended to the House floor. 9 protesters were arrested in the gallery after chanting their opposition to the compromise measure on raising the nation's debt ceiling. But with the nation facing default if the deal didn't pass, many lawmakers, like Kentucky Democrat Ben Chandler, swallowed what they say wasn't their favorite piece of legislation.
Ended up voting for it. We can't let our nation default. It's as simple as that. And this bill is obviously not perfect. Everybody has to give up something. That's the nature of a compromise. But at least it protected some of the most important programs to our seniors and the most vulnerable in our country.
Democrats won a major concession by protecting seniors from potential Medicare cuts. And Republicans secured more than $2 trillion in spending cuts, though many in the GOP fear the deal could deeply reduce defense spending. The implications worried Kentucky Republican Brett Guthrie until the last minute, but in the end, he supported the bill.
But if you just choose to vote no, it means you're going to say no to $2.2 to $2.4 trillion worth of cuts. I mean, I think that's what the American people want.
While 66 Republicans opposed the bill because they wanted deeper budget cuts, Kentucky's Hal Rogers says those critics should be happy with the concessions won by the GOP.
Well, it satisfies all of the aims we were after. Cut spending. It requires a larger amount of spending opposed to the debt ceiling increase. Balanced budget amendment. I think we got practically all we went for.
Republican Jeff Davis and Democrat John Yarmuth were the only two Kentucky House members to oppose the bill. The Senate is scheduled to vote on the legislation this afternoon, where Senator Rand Paul has promised to also vote no. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.